We have a wonderful series planned for the coming semester. Readings will include visits by Grace Paley, C.K. Williams, Charles Simic, Sharon Oles, Tomas Tranströmer from Sweden, Lynn Lurius Sukunik, who will be here as a visiting professor, and three student readings. If you are not on the mailing list and would like to receive announcements, please see me after the reading. Give me your address. Writers at Work has one more reading scheduled for this semester, 2 weeks from tonight. Rod Kessler, former university student, now teaching in Salem, Massachusetts, will be reading from his fiction with MFA candidate David Wallace. And that reading is at the Terrace Lounge in the Student Union. Poetry Center is administering a contest for the Academy of American Poets, Student Union Activities Board, and in memory of Margaret Sterling. On the refreshment table tonight, we have contest rules and entry blanks. This contest is for students only. Poetry Center is 25 years old this month, and to celebrate, we have published a small book, which is a history of the center and description of the activities and an anthology of poems. I just happen to have some of these available for sale for $3. Also, the Poetry Center has a new brochure, a descriptive brochure, and an invitation to become a friend of the center, and I'll have some of these brochures out on the table tonight. I hope you can stay afterwards and have some punch and cookies and meet Diane Ackerman. This is a very special lady who's come to us today. She does everything. She's currently dividing her time between two cities, Ithaca, New York, where she has her regular home, and St. Louis, where she's the director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Washington. You know that she's a poet. I'll read you the titles of her books of poetry, some of which will be on sale tonight. The Planets, A Cosmic Pastoral, Wife of Light, and Lady Faustus, all published by Morrow. She's written a prose memoir called Twilight of the Tenderfoot, about a year spent working in New Mexico as a ranch hand. Not on a dude ranch, but a working ranch. She's a licensed pilot. Her newest book is called On Extended Wings, and is about the experience of flying. In addition to these books, she also writes articles and essays. Her work appears frequently in places like the New York Times, Parade Magazine. It's a very great pleasure to introduce you to Diane Ackerman.